Pablo Matero has been stripped of the Argentinian captaincy and suspended along with two teammates for discriminatory and xenophobic comments in historical social media posts. The Argentine Rugby Union says it strongly repudiates the comments made by Mr. Matera and two other players. We're joined now by Argentinian correspondent Frankie Degas in Buenos Aires. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Corin. Tough.
Yeah, well, this is a big come down, and I guess from the heights of beating the All Blacks, captaining the Pumas to a historic victory, to now being reprimanded in this way. Just explain to us what has happened here.
My take, and this is my take alone. Let's put aside. There's two things. A, Argentina, the Pumas were not complimentary enough of Diego Maradona's career. Public here thought that their position during the All Blacks game wasn't strong enough in support of what Diego had meant to the country. And the All Blacks, by doing what they did, which was very much appreciated, they actually showed that Argentina were not up to the level of support or whatever the people were expecting from the Pumas towards deceased Diego Maradona. That's one case. And then, for whatever reason, someone went into the history of these three players finding just tweets that were unacceptable, and that is a fact. I mean, those tweets, whenever they were published, were totally unacceptable, but they were Asians' history. I mean, these players have grown out of being stupid, if you want to put it one way. They're very normal human beings. I've interacted with them. They're extremely good citizens and great rugby players. And in Matteo's case, he's proven to be a great leader. But again, I mean, history is part of what one is, and they did that. But then the other thing is that Argentina is going through a very bad state in many affairs, I mean, socially, economically, and whatever. And it's something that the governments always do. They find something outside of the focus that people should have on what's happening with the country, and just they kind of shift the viewpoint of the public. So now everybody's talking about rugby. Everybody is understandably upset. There are a lot of trolls, which we believe are paid by the government, just adding fuel to the fire.
So, Frankie, just run me back through this. Yeah. I'm just trying to get my head around this. You're saying that people were upset about the team not saying enough about Diego Maradona's death, so they then went and trawled through social media to take it out on them. Oh, sounds like we might have lost Frankie. I think we have, but I think that is what he was saying, that this was born out of some sort of resentment over the way in which the Pumas had reacted to Maradona's death, which seems fairly extreme, and that's separate, obviously, from the fact that the comments themselves were inappropriate. We're joined again by our Argentine correspondent, Frankie Degas. Frankie, we were just talking there about this issue of Maradona. Can you just explain to us again how Maradona is linked to this?
Yeah, sorry, we got cut off at the worst possible time when I was talking about conspiracy theories. Again, the Maradona situation comes right at the time when the country is in a bad shape. As sad as it is, it's something that the government is going to try and use to their support. They allowed, they opened the government house for the fans to go and give the farewell. That just became chaotic. And again, they needed to stir some more issues around the Maradona thing. So by the Pumas not celebrating Maradona's career and death, they were at fault. And then all these tweets, which are awful. And I mean, these guys are currently suspended. They're not going to be playing against Australia, and they're going to be facing a judiciary within the union, and they've already lost the public support. So that has to be put out. They were bad, and they shouldn't have done it. But then again, now you have the whole country is talking about rugby, about these players, about what they said, and how rugby affects society, et cetera, et cetera. and not focusing on other big issues, such as there's a big judicial reform over here, and we have a national, a former national president, current vice president, that has to answer a number of issues in the justice, and all of those things are happening right now. Again, it's a conspiracy theory that is gaining momentum in Argentina, but it doesn't take away from what the guys did, and they should be punished. But it adds some sort of understanding to what's happening.
Mm. Okay, and the tweets themselves, they were racist and xenophobic. What was the how old were these guys when they said them? What was the context?
Those tweets are just awful. I mean, and the guys were 18, 19. The way I think, and I mean, they're, again, we're not condoning any of this. I think they were just made in jest for friends and, for stupid friends such as them that laughed at these kind of things. They were more racist and social. I mean, there's a big social schism in Argentina. I mean, you have a middle class and a very low class, and they don't mix very well. So there was a lot of that as well. And again, I mean, it had more to do with just being funny and stupid, which they were not. And the sad thing is that no one at the Argentine Rugby Union thought about just checking past histories and just maybe erasing it. Nothing gets erased. The net is called the net because it just catches you, it doesn't release you. But there's a lot of people at fault here. The biggest at fault were these 18, 19-year-old idiots. But then became very good rugby players, and they actually became good examples of the community. They've been very good since they tweeted those things.
So disappointing ahead of the last game, what has been a pretty good tour for the Argentinian team. Are these sanctions appropriate, though, the stripping of the captaincy, etc.?
Yes and no. I think what they did was abominable. It was ages ago. They have to answer for that. And again, the current scenario is that with a game to go, it's much better to kick the ball to touch, put them aside, put them to one side. We have a few months to decide what will happen with them and move on. The thing is, in this moment in time, with the year the world has had, the win against the All Blacks gave him so much joy to so many people here in Argentina that it's going to be the year when we beat the All Blacks and these guys did this. So it's very hard to give it a context at the moment.
Frankie, thank you very much for that update. Frankie Degas there from Buenos Aires.